You need to get that out of the picture. It's all up in
there. Is it?
Yeah.
Should be like that, or like that?
Like that. Where it's in the middle. That's fine. Ready?
What is that?
It's my stopwatch. Ready?
Yes.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of...
Don't Tell Mom.
Don't Tell Mom.
I think this is where it all started, isn't it? Like when
we were in these same chairs playing the same chess. Game. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even
play?
Think about that. Colin,
same setup.
Yeah.
Or no, are we on the other side?
This is actually where it happened. Excuse us, our mouth is on fire right now.
We just ate some of the
famous
dad's nachos.
Yeah, dad used to love going and getting quick little meals done, you know, in the middle of the night, or he'd just wait till super late to eat. It was always pizza or nachos.
That's where I get it from.
Yeah.
I'm a late eater.
You are a late eater and a late sleep. You know, you stay up. You're just a night owl.
I'm a night owl.
Yes. Well, welcome back, y'all. It's been a crazy week.
What else happened?
A lot.
Everything?
I've got some news.
I just got done changing your flat tire.
Yeah, he just got done changing my flat tire because my plans were foiled today when I tried to leave the house and realized that the tire is like on the driveway. I mean, it was flat. I didn't even tell you this, Colin. I didn't even realize it until I leave. I get down here to the stop sign and I'm like, something's not right.
Oh no.
So then I'm like, I get out of the car right there and I park it and I walk around the truck and I say I've got a flat tire. I'm like, oh crap. Well, I don't really know what to do in that situation. I'm like, I got to get it back to the driveway. I can't just leave it sitting here in the middle of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I just threw it in reverse, Terry. I backed it on in, and that's where you saw it.
I thought you were going to say you turned it around or something. But you just jerked down on that gear shifter and let it go.
But in reverse, Terry. Well, look, I got it back into the driveway. That was the point. And then I waited all day for you to get to know what you were doing so you can come and help me because... You know, it was $50 to get somebody out here to fix it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, nah, Corey's out of town right now. And so, next in line, Cullen. Sorry, I hate it for you,
but. It worked out good. So, we're over here at Brittany's house, and I am trying to get into some Laffy Taffy right now. And who hates when their candy gets stuck to the wrapper?
I hate it, especially the Laffy Taffy, because that always happens. And then you can't read the funny jokes on them.
I think there was a point in growing up where they eventually just made the wrapper edible in one of the packs.
Did they?
Remember like the rainbow, the zebra stripe gum?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like flavored wrapping?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It was edible?
Yeah, you just like eat the wrapper with the...
What?
They got tired of all the complaints, so they just said, we'll just make it edible.
I wonder where that comes from, our love of candy. You and me both are fiends.
I'd
rather eat candy over a meal.
I mean... I had gummy bears for breakfast, literally. No, gummy worms. Haribo. I love it.
It's crazy, too, because Corey doesn't get it. He's just not a sweets person. Like, he won't eat cake or... I mean, you know, like, he's not going to sit there and munch on candy and... But he'll watch me do it. He gets so annoyed, y'all. It's so funny. I'll be in the bed, and he'll be trying to sleep, and I'm eating Nerds. You know?
Oh, my God.
The most annoying candy to eat in the whole world. Just smacking.
It's weird, because I love, like, bunching on candy, like, in bunches. Like, I love candy, but, like, the desserts and the cakes and stuff, I don't get into that much.
Not as much as candy. No. Though, not me either. But then again, to eat candy, it has to be, like, when the mood strikes.
Yeah.
It's just the mood strikes for me a lot more often than other people, you know? Sometimes you need a hot meal. But, you know what I was thinking about with the candy, though, when we're talking? So, we used to do some wild stuff. But I remember one of them was that we would ride our bikes. We would stay home from school playing hooky.
Oh, my gosh.
And we would ride our bikes to this corner store called Loreno's in our neighborhood.
Yes.
And it was awesome because we would go and get all the candy and take it home.
You act like it was just like a little...
down
the street, but this was like over some hills, cut through some parks and neighborhoods, and down another hill. It was a far away.
it was a couple miles. Like we definitely should not have been.
Looking back on it in retrospect, as an adult, I'm like, What were we thinking?
I know. That was like way down. That was a trek. Yes. We had to pass this like a school. I don't know. We just had to go a ways. But,
oh, yeah.
Like, and to think of the fact that the rule was that we weren't allowed to leave the end of the street.
when we say we're going hard.
Yeah, we are. We get a Waffle House, have us a full meal.
Oh, yeah, because I would venture out when. We have written a check. We told this story, I think.
Probably so. Well, there's many a times it's happened more than once. So, you know, it makes sense. But I remember staying at home from school, and I would always get the big Laffy Taffys.
Oh, my gosh.
Which make such a mess, and you're pulling them out, you know.
Yeah, so I had a little mini version of that that just got stuck to everything.
Right? Then you have to, and I was always up in Mom's bed. And so then I'd have to hide the evidence, right? You'd have to hide all the wrappers because you can't let Mom know that,
yeah.
You know, that you went and rode your bike 15 miles in the hood.
Oh, my God. And the funny part is we would go down there for, like, the two for a dollar section. We would scrounge up, like, 50 cents in the couch.
Yeah, oh, I know. We would literally hike on this bicicle for days.
I got two dimes.
Just to get
one Charlie Ranger. Those two for a dollar packs, woo, they owned us. Because it was, like, more for your money.
It was so good.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know which of the parents we get it from. I don't think Dad was like that. But his nachos and pizza thing, his late night eating, you definitely inherited that one.
Oh, I love that. Yes. The nachos are fire.
I remember one time I got in so much trouble because they'd hid the Swiss cake rolls on top of the refrigerator.
I remember this.
And I somehow, you know, that can't stop me. I climbed my butt up there. I figured out a way. And I would take and I would like, cut the Swiss cake roll backing, like, because it'd be a brand new box in there. It was never open before, you know what I mean? So you had to, like, get in there with a knife and cut it. And I'd be standing on, like, weeble wobbling, standing all dangerous with a knife on top of the refrigerator, half hanging on, trying to cut it ever so gently. And so you can't tell it has been open. And then take them out the back. Like,
so
you're not
that...
just going to grab it. So, like, you know, it's sitting on top of some other stuff or whatever. It's sitting on top of the refrigerator, and the back side of it is the one I cut open.
Right.
And then take two out, and then I close it back up. But it's still not closed all the way. It's flapping a little. But then you back it up to the wall like they'll never know. Well, you don't think about the fact that they're going to grab the whole thing. They're not, you know, just dancing around it. They're just grabbing it, and then two of them fall out the back end probably, and then they're like, Brittany. The little rascal got into him again.
Yeah.
You know.
I wonder why they only shipped this with two Swiss cake rolls in it.
Yeah. We've been robbed. Call this grocery store. We got a thief in the house.
I remember
chopping
doing
all
that.
In my face. Wasn't me.
Yeah. Chocolate all over your face.
To the death. I would carry it to the death. Well, you know, I think we've told you all before, the punishment, when they couldn't find out which one of us did it, they would punish all three of us, right?
Yeah.
So we've told the story about our nose on the wall and we're having to hold these weights in our hands till we're shaking. It hurts.
Yeah, yeah. That was after the spanking phase, you know, then it kind of got a little bit more, like,
yeah, they had to get creative.
Creative, yeah.
Because what, you can't whoop me anymore? I'm as big as you. What do you mean you're going to whoop me? He said, okay, well, we got to figure out something else. So, this kind of leads us into the topic that we talked about for today, which is punishment when you're too old for whoopings.
Yeah. Like,
what's the worst that happened to you, Kellen? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Golly, that's a tough question because...
I mean, they took the car a lot, right?
Yeah, they would take the car.
Get it back.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is eventually there was that, like, time where they just gave up. But not really, because you still felt bad and all that. But, geez, I don't know.
Chores? I know.
Doing chores.
I got in a lot of trouble in my teenage years. So, I think the big one that sticks out in my head for me was the bells.
Yes, yes. See, I was the golden boy. I didn't really, like,
yeah,
you know.
You just never got caught.
I just floated around.
You could do no wrong. Not the golden boy. Well, I got the wrath. So.
Oh, my God, the bells. I forgot about the bells.
They're too distracted by me to realize that you were doing the same thing. They even checked your room because mine was on the way to yours. So they opened my door first. See, I was missing. And then you'd somehow sneak back in before they ever even got down the hall to your room.
That's true. I remember that. I used that to my advantage a lot.
I remember in the first house than the one we like grew up in. You had a in your closet, Cullen, there was like an unfinished part of the wall. Like there was literally
oh,
like
yeah.
you remember, and your chest of drawers was over it, but you moved your chest of drawers and you could slide literally through a crack in your wall. It was like Narnia.
It was like a secret hole to the hallway that was just the It was like a. It literally just went on the other side of the sheetrock.
It did. Down it was the like hallway. Just this opening, and it was only a foot, 2 feet wide, or whatever, just enough to where you could wiggle through it.
But I remember,
and then
I like,
right outside of that was the only the basement downstairs
yeah,
door,
the little
like
mini door,
mini door that just walked out right underneath the stairs in the backyard.
I could just like escape or
yeah,
get in.
Just get out. I mean, it was like,
and I could hear when other people were trying to escape and get out.
It's voila.
But no, I remember like in the early stages of that. Closet, we like turned it into like a club or something. Like we had a yeah. little chair. I cleared out my whole bottom section of my closet. I took like that whole little section, and I remember I had lights in there, like mounted lights.
You're so cool. And playing Ace of Base and
sitting in my little
Cullen
like man cave.
Cullen would be like sleeping or something. There was something in his room. I wanted like the Game Boy, or there was something in there. I would try to sneak in. I don't know why, just because it was fun, I guess.
Yeah.
But I would literally go down the hall by the back door, and I would crawl in that little like unfinished part
yeah.
of your closet, and I would like try to be so quiet, and I'd be tippy toeing and like. But I had to climb up on your chest of drawers because you blocked this hole for that reason.
I did. I scooted it over. I was like, I'm sick of this. You had to work your way in.
Always in my damn room. Stealing my damn candy. Quarters I stole from mom. You know.
Yeah.
This is my stolen quarters.
You're just like slithering around everywhere.
Yeah. So I'd ninja myself through there, and I'd like try to be real quiet, open it, he'd be sleeping. And I'd like go there, sneak over there, get the Game Boy off his desk or whatever, sneak back out and ninja my way back out. I mean, I had that house down pat.
There were times where there were times where we'd get up early, or like I would wake up earlier than you just to like ninja into the den and hide the remote and then run
yeah,
and then run back and then run back and lay down in the bed.
Check it.
And just be like, yeah, I got it with me, you know. I think I eventually ended up like sleeping with it sometimes. Like just,
you did, because you were an asshole. What kind of asshole kid sleeps with the remote so his sisters can't get it?
Because it was like a fight.
And then let dad catch you doing that though.
Oh yeah, dad would come down and he would be like, "Where's the remote?"
He'd be so mad. He'd be ready. Well, I don't know, Cullen. Like I think that out of the three of us, I was the one that had like. The entire house mapped out to a T. You remember, okay, so in our old house, mom's room, there was a chest of drawers, but she had to scoot it. It couldn't go all the way up in the corner of, like, where you walked in and the wall.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's, like, right there when you walk in, there's a dresser to the left, but it couldn't be all the way because then it would be blocking some of the doors, and it would be blocking this vent. So it was about 2 feet back, but it was just this little crevice. It was just enough to fit a body, right?
Yeah, yes.
Right there, one person. And when you're standing on this old school metal vent,
yeah.
you know you're not creaking.
Yeah.
You're not creaking the wooden floors because you're on solid ground, so it's like safe base.
Yes.
Like you're headed for mom by the chest of drawers. You're like, you know, nestled in this little crevice in her room on top of iron that doesn't creak.
Yes, yes.
So,
and she would like hide her little, I mean, have her... Booger just said, whoa. But she had her change bucket up there on her chest of drawers.
Don't say it ain't so. Yeah, we would take that.
What, Booger?
Oh, let me go check on him.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, so we had fun ninja-ing, parkouring around the house and trying to figure out the best way to not get caught. I'm trying to think of other.
The best.
Yeah.
The best one, ninja. Oh wait, but I didn't tell him about my. I didn't tell him about my bell story.
Oh yes, so the bells.
All right.
She got so elusive at sneaking around that.
Dad was like,
how the hell does this happen? I've got to figure out what's going on.
I would sneak out, steal the car. And then come home, you know, and then they, but they didn't know most of the time that I was still in the car because it was their grandmother's, right?
Right.
So they wouldn't know. They just know I was leaving and then coming back at wee hours in the morning, and they were not having it anymore. They were over it. So they've tried everything. They took the door off its hinges.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember I lost my door?
Yes.
And then the
because phone, you kept locking it, or like you would climb out the window, or
yeah,
like
yeah, because I like you know they just didn't want me to have any privacy. Because every time I was by myself, I would ninja my way out. Houdini, that bitch. So, like, so they've tried that. They've tried you know the whole taking away the phone thing. We would sneak up, ninja our way, and then unplug their phone so our friends could just call, free reign call after, because, you know, you couldn't call after a certain time. And back then, we had the house phone.
We had the house phone that was connected to everything.
So we
remember
sneak upstairs,
this.
Unplug all the upstairs phones, go back downstairs.
While mom and dad are asleep.
We would be terrified that our friend would call and wake them up when they were supposed to get there so we could sneak out. Or, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like you had to have a,
I forget about
you
that.
You had to call the house phone. So you'd have to sit there. It was either that or if we couldn't get upstairs to unplug the phone, you remember we would just call some recording over and over and over
yeah.
again because call waiting had come out by then. So then you could just hear
it. Oh, my God.
You could just hear the beep.
We would play, yeah. I forgot about that. To avoid the house phone ringing, you would call, like, just a hotline with music playing for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And sit there and listen to it while you're watching TV or something. And as soon as you heard the beep, you knew that your friend was calling your house.
Yeah.
Because call waiting had come out.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I remember that. That is insane.
I know,
that
right?
We used to do that.
So they've done, well, the phone, you know, they've taken, there is no phone to take away. We didn't have cell phones. So if I had a beeper or something, I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they tried everything. So I, this time they got real creative. And I thought this was a good one. They took cowbells, like big old cowbells and like jingle bell from Christmas ornament. Like they took bells and they literally duct taped them to my legs. So
yes.
If I was moving, they were knowing it and made me sleep on the floor in the bedroom at their feet, you know, to make
sure. I think to their defense,
wait,
they were like, you had it so much sleepwalking. But you were also sneaking out, so they used that too.
They used that. I used that.
Yeah.
I come home with my high heels and my purse on, zombie, and then like
jingle bell, jingle bell.
Where have I been? No, this is what happened.
Where have I been?
So this is what happened. Was dad? You know, had me sleeping on the floor at the foot of the bed with bells on. Duct taped, but I got a blanket and everything. So I would take the comforter.
Oh, right? You would like buffer the sound?
And I would buffer the sound. Oh, I would like lay the comforter and then the pillow on top. First, I would,
oh,
but
my
before
gosh.
I even went through the trouble of all that, I would scoot over all gently with buffering the sound. I would scoot over to the fax machine, which was at the desk in his bedroom, right? And there was a fax machine, and I would use the fax machine. You could use it as a telephone also, and I would use it as a telephone to call. It was a different line or whatever, but I used it to call my friend and say, okay, are you here? And while he's sleeping, y'all, 5 feet from me, I mean, he, you know.
Yeah.
And then
that
they
fax
said, yeah.
machine audio was good though.
I said, I said, don't come back, don't call back, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not unplugging the phones, don't call back. And then I would take everything, all the bells off, buffer just real gently, and they just wait for me outside. And then, and then I would go and I would sneak out, right? And they're sleeping sound, thinking I'm right there.
Oh my god!
All night, and then I sneak back in, and then when I go, I like get back in the bed, put my pajamas on, go get like I'm getting back in bed, and then I just go run and start like you know grabbing them and pulling them off of me. Like I'm living. I'm like, hulking out of here. So I'd have to like put them back on. And then they're just trying to wake up. And I'm like, I gotta pee. Get these off of me.
Yeah.
So, you know,
oh my gosh. That is intense. And like, you got away with it. Like, you did. That's a true story.
Yeah. Hey, I was really
That's crazy.
That was real bad. This is why I'm scared to death, Cullen, to be a mother.
Oh, no. Oh my God. And I mean, like, what they tried to get creative as possible, I guess. Yeah. Like, to
how are we
going to legally
stop her from herself?
Yeah, without yes, without getting in trouble.
How
ourselves.
Save her?
So they did it the same thought out way, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
what would you do?
What was it? Yeah. Like, well, and I know I was about to ask the question to everybody listening. Like, is that crazy? Like, what are some punishments or like some tricks that your parents used to punish you when they couldn't physically abuse you?
Yeah, or, you know, like. Well, what do you like? What do you think you're gonna have to do? Like, what if you have a teenage daughter and you found out that she has a boyfriend she's not allowed to,
or
she has done something, she has snuck out of the house.
This day and age, it's all about the cell phones and technology, I would imagine.
Yeah. Where are you checking? You take the phone away and it's a wrap. So.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty. The phone is like.
Yeah, but you think that, like, if I had cell phones like this when I was that age, I'd have found a way.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have had my own phone with a summer job. Hidden out back in a Ziploc under the stairs.
Well, yeah. You can, like, go to Walmart and just buy a phone and put minutes on it. You know, like, there's ways.
Yeah.
Do not try this at home, kids.
Right? What are you going to do if Brooks runs away?
Do you remember that time I ran away? Did I run away or did you run away? I can't remember.
Away. I remember. I packed a bag of pickles and a peanut butter jar.
I remember I put it in like a damn bandana like they do on the movies.
I remember that. You know where I was the whole time. I was underneath Scott's boat.
Right next door too. I remember going away.
Yes.
Oh my god!
And I could hear her screaming at me, and then do you remember? Oh, she's out there hollering for me, and then her voice drops a note, and you're like, "Oh boy, I should probably go home."
Yeah,
because at first she's like, "Brady, you better get your butt back in this house right now. I don't know where you are." You know.
Yeah.
And then she goes, "Child, you better not be messing with me." And she like she sounded like she was the devil.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
And then I'm underneath the boat with my bag of pickles and peanut butter. And I can hear, and I'm like, and I'm down to like my last pickle. It's been like 2 or 3 hours. The sun's going down.
That's the worst.
You know, I'm getting ate up by like ant bites. I'm hiding underneath this boat. I'm like, well, this isn't gonna last. So then you start getting nervous.
Yeah.
And he said, okay.
Like, what if they lock me out?
Yeah, I know.
That kind of thing. Like. And then, like, what am I really going to do?
What's really the plan here? I'm 10 years old.
I think the main goal for me was just to, like, try to be disrespectful, you know? And just, like, make them feel scared and...
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. Is that, like, a psychological... I wonder... there's all this stuff, especially with Shane Dawson's new series. It's gotten real psychological if y'all are into all that on YouTube. He's... doing the mind of Jake Paul. I'm sure anybody listening's heard about it. But, it's just crazy how I would... I went to the local park one time, ran away. Yeah. And, like, went up. And when it started getting dark, I hid in the bathroom, like, the public bathroom stalls.
Oh, yeah. I remember the park with that big rolling
thing. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to stay in here.
I'm just going to live in the bathroom.
Yeah. And then I kept hearing stuff. And I was like, somebody's walking by. I was like, what if somebody finds me and wants to...
Yeah, right.
Kill me when I'm just trying to run away.
Mommy?
You're right?
I remember one time I ran away and I went to the beach with my friend Charlie.
Oh my gosh.
And
I remember this
too. I was a
teenager.
I said, pull around back. I'm going to go through the woods and meet you. You know, we got in the car, went down to Panama City or something. And... boy, I was in some deep shit. Oh, you know how they found me? Oh,
that was crazy. I think I remember some of this.
Yeah, so this was real bad. I, like, tried to get I took my dad's checkbook and tried to get some money.
Oh, my gosh.
While I was on the run. I'm like 12, 13 years old, something bad. I was terrible, y'all. And he got a phone call from the bank, and they were like, sir, I don't think that you probably gave your daughter this check. You know what I mean? And like, let him in on it. And he was like, they're like, what do you want us to do? He said, take her to jail.
Hell yeah.
So the cops pulled up. I'm waiting on my money. And I was like, oh shit. Busted. So they took me until dad could get down there to get me, which he took his sweet time. And then he got down there and he
I think this was after several times of like getting you out prior, right?
Yeah,
like,
this is just him. We were just butting heads a lot. Yeah. We were at like I was ready to go to boot camp or something. They were ready to do something with me. But dad looked at me that night and he just, you know, when he was disappointed, it was so much worse than when he was mad. Dad was the disappointed type. So he just shook his head. He goes, Brittany, you better enjoy your night tonight, because when we get home, your mother's going to kill you. It was your last night on earth. And I'm like, you know, oh shit, I really fucked up this time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you went down there.
I was down
and there. And the only way you got busted was because of the check.
Yeah.
It wasn't because you were. It wasn't because you're like underage drinking. Because
I'm this punk little 13-year-old kid with that's got runaway written all over her face. You know what I mean? I was stupid. What was I thinking?
That's another good question. Anybody run away?
If I ever saw a 13 come up to me trying to cash a check, I'd do the same thing. Like,
yeah,
where's your daddy?
Oh, you went to the actual bank.
Yeah.
Oh,
I needed to get lots of stuff. We needed food, gas. There was no way we were getting back. And then my friend's out in the parking lot, and he's seeing me get hauled off, you know. And so he dips. I don't know what happened to him. Can you imagine? He was almost out of gas. He couldn't get back.
Jeez.
And he was just like in it for the ride, because I was like, hey, I need a ride.
Yeah.
You know. I must have been like 14 or 15. Yeah. I was always younger than my friends, because I was like, the time that I went into school, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, dad said, better enjoy yourself.
He gave you a little warning.
It's over when you get home.
Oh my gosh, hang on. I just got a message from Katie. She can't get her video to go live. She said it says it's going live, but it won't go live.
Oh no.
Oh no. Okay, anyway. Whoa, what else? Punishment.
Cullen, you gotta have something. I mean, I know that you didn't get in trouble as much as I did because you were the golden boy, but you had to have, they had to have done something to you.
It was probably just like taking stuff away. The car was the big thing.
One. Yeah. And you would freak out because you had to see your girlfriend or you had to do this or whatever. But then they would always cave in because you had to get to practice or you had to go to.
Well, and that's the thing is I had like, you know, at that point I had obligations. So I could kind of detour on the way.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm glad that they kept trying. You know what I mean? They tried to help us out, but it just didn't really work. You know, it didn't really work out for
a few
years.
Trying to get Annie into any trouble.
Annie, remember Annie tried to divorce our parents legally?
Oh my gosh. She couldn't have.
Yeah,
she,
you remember?
Serious? No.
Yeah, she was, okay, so Annie's in, you don't remember this, Annie was in, like, freshman year of high school. I remember she was, like, flunking driver's ed, so what's that, 10th grade, right?
Yes.
I think it was the year before that, okay?
Flunking driver's ed.
Yeah, Annie can't drive. If y'all see Annie on the roads, get off of them. So, Annie, this dumbass, she's going to divorce our parents, and she's in like some law class in school, and like, you know,
she heard
her
this
freshman year of high school, and she's an adult now, and she's in this like legal aid or, you know, law, paralegal, some kind of class like that pertaining to the law, and she loved it and whatever. Well, she has like done her research to how to, what do you call it when you legally, like separate from you, like you become an adult? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
God, it's a word for
look
it.
Look it up. What is it?
Well, anyway, you try to, just be rid of your parents, right?
Okay.
And you sign legal documents that say that they have no claim to you and they are no longer your parents and you no longer need a guardian.
So she, tried to provide papers?
Yeah, she's like 13 years old. Talking about, I am old enough to be on my own. I divorced my parents. And she took it to the, filed a motion with the court.
Did she really? Yes. that deep? Annie.
She got her ass whooped. You weren't too old for that. You were too old then.
What would that have done?
I don't know.
What if she actually got something. Good luck of the draw one day on this lady or some man or whoever?
Incapacitate? No. What's the daggum word? Well, anyway, half of y'all listening are like, no, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the word you're looking for. Yeah, I remember Annie doing that. We've done, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. The amount of windows I've snuck out of.
Yeah.
And snuck into.
You really never did get in trouble, asshole.
I didn't really that much. The day I came home with that pink busted up car, it was pretty... I mean, it wasn't it was just no more. But then again, I had so many other extracurricular things to do or somebody's birthday party I have to get. But that was another thing, just cutting you off from
getting. You did the fire alarm thing. You got in pretty bad trouble for that.
Yeah, that was legal.
Or whatever for a long time. Our parents just weren't very good about the whole grounding thing because it's I think they'd forget or...
Well, it's
hard. Dad would always cave with me. Mom would always cave with you and, talk the other one into just letting us do our thing or whatever.
Yeah. It's so hard to be consistent. Just firsthand, I've, noticed with Gaines and Brooks. It's just
I was just thinking about the other day.
We are pretty consistent, but, there's days where it's just, okay, come on. I should have told him to stop 5 times ago, and I didn't.
Let it get to this.
It's
point.
More my fault. Yeah. And then next time they just see how much further they can push it, type thing.
Man.
So
I'm nervous, Cullen. I'm nervous. There was a girl at your party. Gaines had her 4-year party. That was awesome last weekend. So happy birthday, Gaines! And there was one of your friends was there with her little girl. And
yes.
She was talking about, I said, oh, yeah, everybody says girls are easier and, trying to make it not so bad that I'm having a girl because I wanted a boy, and all this. And that's what I was saying. She said, oh, no, I have a girl and she's absolutely terrible. The boy was way better. And the girl, and her baby girl's standing right there hugging on her leg. And she's like, oh, she is a terror. She's a nightmare. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, what if my baby's going to be a terror? And then what am I going to do to punish? Because there ain't no getting one over on me.
That's
I'm
going to
tell
you
right now, there's no way. There's no way you're going to get one over on me. Unless it's some encrypted code that I don't have the capacity to understand on the phone or
Yeah, well, that's where it's going to get.
That's where it's going to get tricky for us as parents.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to get to where... a lot of the new technology has the timeout time, where you can set an alarm to cut off the Wi-Fi or golly, that is the new thing though. You're grounded from the Wi-Fi. I'm changing the password.
That's a good idea. I never think of that. I would just say take the phone.
No, change the Wi-Fi password and you don't, I would imagine, I think most teenagers, wouldn't you start with just a Wi-Fi only plan maybe?
Just
to keep it safe, because they're still used LTE and eat up all the minutes,
Yeah.
On the plan.
Oh, you got to have unlimited. Remember that? I had a $600 phone bill one time, cell phone
bill.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, I got.
That was the thing. That was kind of the thing, though, I forget about the cell phone, too. We started getting cell phones.
And then we started getting in trouble with cell phones.
Yeah, the next
because
tells.
It was always over every month. And the dad would just be like, what is this bill for? You remember when I was a kid and I called the psychic hotline?
You remember when you were a kid, you got 12 CDs for 1 cent?
That was awesome. We had those CDs forever, Colin.
Who remembers that? I saw a freaking YouTube documentary on how that was such a, the science behind it and all this.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Yeah,
the
remember those commercials? The 12 CDs for 1 penny.
Dang, I hadn't even thought about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
the technology and everything. I used to be cool girl at the mall with my beeper, though. I thought we were high class society. When I had that big old beeper on my blue jeans.
I forgot about those.
Blue jeans.
That's crazy.
I know, and then think about now and what our kids have. And dang, they're going to, yeah, you're probably right. I'm going to have to brush up on all this stuff to get by the time my daughter's a teenager.
All the Wi-Fi and stuff. No, I was thinking about it, though, that I was like, you're going to have a girl and want, like, three more kids. Four, five, six more kids.
And yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's good, but it's also like, you want to have the... Get the bad one out of the way the first time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go ahead and have the bad one. So
Get it out of the way.
And then
the rest seem like angels.
Yeah. I don't know. But the other way around is good, too, I could see, personally. Like, Gaines was so easy, and Brooks is totally different.
I'm the last, and I was the hardest, they say, so.
Really?
I mean, that's what Mom said. She said the girl at the party that we were talking, that I was just talking about, she looked at Mom and said, which one was your worst? And Mom goes, you. She points right at me. She's like, I said, Mom, I saw a video of me when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And let me just be frank. I needed to be medicated. Like, I don't know how you survived me. I needed to be on Ritalin or something. Like, I was just bouncing off the
walls. We all did, I think.
I mean, they had the camera up and it was lights, camera, action. You just see like our heads, me and Colin jumping, like jumping beans, trying to jump up high enough to where our face would get on screen. Like,
I remember that.
It was like an earthquake the whole time. It was just us just bouncing up and down. And you hear Mom go, Brittany, sit down. Brittany, stop.
Yes.
Brittany, sit down. For like over and over again until finally you see Dad's hand coming to the screen, like Stretch Armstrong, grab me by the back of my little onesie or whatever, rip me out.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. And she gone. And then you hear, pow, pow, pow. In the background. Dad's got the old VHS set up on the tripod. It took him 4 hours to get set up.
That thing was huge.
That was some serious equipment back then, Colin. Yeah,
that was,
he was proud of that.
I remember that.
Yeah, he was.
The VHS, but that was the extent. He would get like one big technological thing, I guess. Like he'd do that.
The cell phone, the Nintendo. Big cell phone.
Yeah, the fax machine.
He's fascinated by that stuff, you know?
Yeah. He was.
Oh, I miss Dad.
No, no.
His nachos and his. Just all of it. Anyway,
jalapenos.
The topic was punishment. That was a little tidbit. I mean, I'm sure more will come to us.
And sneaking out and getting arrested and jeez Louise. I wanted to say how long is this podcast? How deep are we in talking to y'all? Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I was gonna say
check out the website. We've got to customize it a little bit, but it's the Don't Tell Mom podcast.com.
Yeah, and it has all the links. So if you don't know where to listen to us, just go to the Don't Tell Mom podcast.com and then you can press on whatever way you like best.
And guess what? We got 5,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Oh! Woo! 5,000! That's a big one, Colin.
Thank y'all for subscribing on YouTube.
Yeah, thanks for subscribing and liking. And every day I'll get like an applause notification or a voice memo. Oh, next week let's do some voice memos.
Yeah.
I love hearing from y'all. I want to hear some more stories.
Let's see how many claps we can get. Clapbacks on this. Clapback on this episode. And we'll do that. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, thank y'all for
checking everything out.
In.
New merch coming soon. We're still working on everything, getting that set up.
Hey,
yeah.
Look at that. Bun in the oven, baby. I'm ready. All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week for Two Times Tuesday. Peace out! Why is this frozen?
I was wondering that too. I may have gotten too hot.